Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting third. The left fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Todd Benzinger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. And now, play ball. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to second. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Castillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kittle strikes out. The ball gets by Gedman. He chases the ball to the backstop. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Upshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Boggs moves to third. Two outs. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Greenwell. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Greenwell steals second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Burks hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Allenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Castillo. Rice reaches second base with a double. Todd Benzinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Spike Owen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. Barrett moves to third. Evans moves to second. One out. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1. Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Benzinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Benzinger hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Castillo moves to second. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Castillo. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Owen bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Gedman moves to third. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boggs for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gedman scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson strikes out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brad Havens now pitching. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benzinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Benzinger hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields the ball and throws to Havens covering. Safe. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Owen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gedman moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Perlman now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett misplays the ball. That's an error on Barrett. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Franco moves to second. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Romine pinch runs for Jim Rice. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benzinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Benzinger bunts towards the mound. Perlman fields it and throws to first for the out. Romine moves to second. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gedman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Romine scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perlman spins and fires to second, with Bell covering, and Gedman is picked off. Two outs. Spike Owen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle strikes out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.